Peace, peace, love to everyone. Welcome to the Third Eye Five Just a Vibe Audio Podcast. I know it's been a while. Some of you may not know me that's listening. It's RK5, which is aka Ray, as a music artist, clothing line designer, CEO of his own clothing line of Third Eye Five. The CEO of Third Eye Five, should I say. I know I've been gone from communicating with y'all, building with y'all. I've been getting a lot of stuff done, working on building the brand some more and stuff like that, and I just haven't got around and turned this thing on. So now I'm here today on election day of November 3rd. 2020, and able to communicate with y'all. How y'all doing today, man? How y'all feeling about what's going on? A lot has transpired since probably the last time we have talked. But I mainly want to talk on the election day. Who's gonna be a president and what I feel about this whole election. Honestly, how I feel about this whole election, I honestly feel like it's a rig. It's gonna be rigged. I won't say it's rigged. It's gonna be rigged. It's just gonna be according to the elite's plan of who they want in office, and they're gonna carry it out. It's gonna be a repeat of 2016. That's my prediction, because I really feel like they really want Trump in office and they want them to carry out the agenda that's going on, and that they want him to handle this coronavirus shit. And I really don't see Biden being president. I don't. And if he do, then I want to see what's going to happen. It's going to be very interesting. And really, it's going to be interesting from both sides to see what's going to happen next. For real. But it will be definitely more interesting to know that Biden will be president. So, I don't know. People keep telling me or keep saying, go vote. When do y'all forget to know that to able to become president, the electoral vote, only the electoral votes matter. So everybody votes do not matter. And I hate when they push that statement, like our votes really matter, when it don't, when they prove it to us every election day that only to become president is through electoral votes. And it has proven and shown that every year. Every time it's time to elect a new president. So it's just like, why waste your time on something that, I don't know, that just how I look, my perception on it is just like, I'm not wasting my time on this foolery, man, because they're just playing with us at this point. You know what I'm saying? Once I knew that, experiencing the Obama coming in office, being in office, learning that, and you know what I'm saying, I started learning more about voting and the election day and how to become president and stuff like that. So it was just like, pointless. I haven't voted. I have not yet went to any polls in my life and voted, and I will never vote in my life in this lifetime. I will not vote. I feel like I don't need to. I feel like it's a waste of time, and I could be doing other things like I'm doing now, building with y'all and working on this website for my brand. I'd rather do that than go vote for a pedophile or some racist ass president, or president that's just playing a puppet for somebody that's higher up. So I'd rather just be within and focus on what I have going on and let whatever happens. because shit really don't matter. Then people talk about, oh, well, you gotta go for the for locals, far as like your state senate, your state, you know what I'm saying? People, your community and all that. And I'm like, I live in Virginia, so Virginia, we don't have nothing wrong in Virginia. We, everything's good in Virginia, and there's nothing really been going on with Virginia and how they run Virginia, so I don't have to worry about any of that. So whoever gets in office, we just gonna see and how they go about their way of running and office in Virginia. So, and plus, we in a military base state. This is where the military is at, the number one military base in the world. So we don't have really nothing to worry about. There's not much to worry about here. So I'm not worried about that. So I'm in good hands either way. It's the other states that have issues, economy issues and stuff like that in their area, and community issues in their area, and you know what I'm saying, that needs to be fixed and worked out and need to figure it out. So I'm in a good place to where I don't have to worry about pretty much anything but myself, you feel me, and what I need to get done and shit like that. So, man, I'm not worried about this shit. I just want to see how this shit gonna play out, how things is gonna be, and what's to come. Like, what's the plan? Like, people keep saying they want Biden to win this, that, and the third, because he's gonna help change it. But what is the plan? What is the plan once this man get in office for not only all Americans, but more so for Black Americans? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the objective? What is the drive for when you step in office? What is you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Because people can run a good game, and once they get in there, they don't show you improve anything. And that's exactly what happened when Obama went in office, when we voted for the first Black president, and he got in and he didn't really do anything but give us Obamacare, which was pretty helpful, but that was it. We didn't ask for that, but it helped us though. But we, you know what I'm saying, that was it. He didn't really do too much at all. So it was just like, like, what's the point? Seeing shit like that, just be like, what's the point with me? So I don't even waste time no more. And yeah, it's just to see how tonight turned out is going to be very interesting, and I'm definitely want to see how things is going to turn out. I'm just waiting to see. It's 16 minutes for the next poll to close. Looking at CNN right now, look like Trump won Indiana, and I think Biden just won Kentucky. So that's all they got going on right now. But that's pretty much it I want to say. I know I'm gonna do another episode, and I'm gonna talk about the aftermath. So I want to say y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay spiritually aligned and connected with yourselves and the ancestors and the creator and the universe. You know, however you want to look at it. God, you know what I'm saying? Stay connected and pray. Meditate. Just strive for a better you. Strive for a better you every day. You know what I'm saying? Just build within yourself, know yourself, know thyself. Grow, man, just grow, just continue to grow. Just keep that a focus for yourself, especially around these times, man. Just focus on what you need to get done. Focus on what your purpose is and what you need to better yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do that. We'll definitely do that. I want to say I'm about to post up a new website for the brand, so you were able to connect with the podcast that way, and also purchase merch. Also drop some new merch, new hoodies. Got two new hoodies out with some sweatpants and tights for females. you'll be able to check the new product out. Well, you can go on the website now, the current website now. I'll probably put the link in the description, and you can go on Instagram or on Facebook at Third Eye Five, THIRDEYEFIVE on Instagram, Facebook. Check me out. And click on the link. You know what I'm saying? Support. Please support. And rock the gear. Represent. Because I definitely want to build a movement. And I definitely want some feedback from y'all. Comment. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. DM me on Instagram at Third Eye Five. Let me know what your experience of listening to with the podcast. What you feel. How you think. And what can be done better, because I definitely need y'all feedback, because I feel like feedback definitely would drive me more to connect more with y'all. You know, so I just need more people to talk with me, and I will definitely, you know what I'm saying, shout you out, mention your name on the podcast, and just show love. I'm always show love to whoever show love back, and that's just the energy I just give. And even if you don't, I still give love, and I love everyone that is listening to this podcast now. I'm appreciative and thankful for you just taking the time out of your day and just even giving me a listen. So I appreciate that. I love y'all. Y'all stay blessed, be safe. You know what I'm saying? Be healthy, drink your tea, drink your hot tea, drink your natural tea. You know what I'm saying? Eat healthy, eat your healthy fruits and vegetables, man, because we need to get our immune system together, and we got to be right, man. We just can't be out here just freely thinking that everything is Gucci out here, and it's not. So just, you know what I'm saying, stay prayed up, be safe. Build, man, build business, build your business. If you ain't started a business, build a business. Invest, building stocks, do whatever. To make that extra amount of career opportunities for yourself. Love y'all. Peace and love. I'll check out the next episode that I'm going to post up after the election tonight. Probably do it tonight or do it tomorrow. And it will probably be up. Probably do it tonight just so y'all can have that recent update. All right. Peace and love.